Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. How to measure progress? That's a great question that many of us wonder when we're starting out on our fitness journey. And many people who start a training program get discouraged early in the process when they don't see the scale moving in the right direction. And while healthy, sustainable weight loss is a specialty of mine, one of the specialties, I want to educate my clients from the first day they come in that healthy, sustainable weight loss takes time. As a general rule, men will lose about 0.056% of body weight per week, while women lose at a bit slower rate, at 0.05% per week. So for some round numbers, a 150-pound woman would lose an average of 0.75 pounds per week if following a well-designed exercise and nutrition program about 80% of the time. That may not seem like much, but it would be considered excellent progress. Thus, a 20-pound weight loss goal would take approximately 6 months to achieve in a healthy, sustainable way. But are there other ways that you can measure progress other than what the scale says? Of course there are. One of those is body composition. Weighing 150 pounds at 20% body fat is clearly healthier than weighing 145 pounds at 30% body fat. Another one is strength. Increasing your relative strength is one of the single most beneficial things you can do for your health and longevity. We need to prioritize strength training to increase our life expectancy. Number three, mobility. Becoming more flexible and being better able to execute foundational movement patterns with improved range of motion and no pain is going to be incredibly helpful, both in your workouts and in your ability to age in a pain-free way. Just imagine as you get older, or even now with your kids, being able to get down and up off the floor without pain because you have mobility. And as you get older and you start having grandkids, being able to still do that as a grandparent, getting on the floor and playing games and just enjoying that time because of the mobility you have. And number four is another way to measure is your cardiovascular health. Cardio has gotten a bad name throughout the entire fitness industry. It's often presented or sold as the best way to burn fat by trainers and gyms that really don't know their stuff. The best way to burn fat and develop a stronger, leaner, more functional body is to focus on resistance training. In other words, lift weights, get stronger, with proper doses of cardio sprinkled in throughout the week. But don't avoid cardiovascular training, as it has many health and performance benefits. The thing is, we just don't want to overdo it. A good combination of mobility work, strength training, and the right amount of cardiovascular training is a recipe for giving you the success you need to reach the goals you want. And those things can be measured. So, one of the things that I ask you, if you need some help tracking your progress on your fitness journey, feel free to reach out to me and let's see if I can, you know, do the things that I say I can, and we can work together and I can help you move forward and track that progress to reach your journey. The best way to reach out to me is simply send me an email to heath@heathherrerafitness.com. Or you can look for me on Facebook and Instagram. Look forward to hearing from you soon, and really take heed in building your strength, becoming more mobile, and getting the right dose of cardiovascular training to actually improve your overall well-being and to get that progress you need. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a 5-star rating or review. Also, share with your family and friends. Make sure you subscribe to the Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day and keep fit simple.